Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So, joining us now for our final takeout in this segment is Julie Mason, White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, John.
So listen to this. Here's Arizona Senator John Kyle on Meet the Press yesterday.
At some point, you have to say that the talk has to stop and solid action in the form of sanctions or some other way of stopping them is necessary.
Julie, what is the chance that Congress is going to try to seize the initiative on these two big international stories, troops in Afghanistan or sanctions against Iran this week? Any chance of that?
Well, Iran is definitely a goer in Congress right now. They're all fired up. They really want to do some sanctions. They want to expand some existing sanctions. So I think that really has some traction this week.
And is there anything that Congress can do that would disrupt the talks that are going to take place between the five parties and Iran, including the United States, on these nuclear issues?
Well, that could be a problem. Iran is vulnerable because the country has very limited refinery capacity. So one of the things that Congress is looking at is a ban on foreign companies that help sell or transport refined petroleum products to Iran from doing business in the U.S.
And they can't get all that gasoline in Iran from Hugo Chavez of Venezuela.
Just a little bit.
Right. So what about Afghanistan? Any sign that Congress is going to set up some sort of confrontation with the White House on troop levels?
Well, they would like to, but there's not sort of the unanimity of thought on that issue like there is on Iran. In Iran, it's both parties. They're fired up about that. On Afghanistan, it's a lot more fractured in Congress, so it's less likely that they could actually put some real pressure on the White House.
Does Congress control things like troop levels through the power of the purse, or is it much more diffuse than that?
No, they really do. They really do because it comes down to the money. In order to send more troops, Obama has to have the money to do it. So they really can exert some influence on those decisions.
And, of course, by the end of the week, we will know the unemployment rate for September. Any chance that Congress will, you know, point fingers at the Obama administration if it's up or down?
Sure. That's a problem for Obama because this has been a jobless sort of semi-recovery. And that was the benchmark he set for himself. He said, you know, the success of my programs will depend on job creation. And here we are in September. Let's see how that's going.
All right. Julie Mason, White House correspondent for The Washington Examiner, giving us a couple of takeouts there from Washington.